Hope you got some rest. So we'll start this morning. We'll do some meditation. We'll do some body sensing practice. But in the mornings, we usually begin the day with the same Om salutation that Rob took us through last night. It's really a way, one of the ways we can prepare our being to enter into the work of the day. So if you just gently find a posture that feels supportive and alert, but at the same time not tight, it's relaxed. Just gently find your breath. Feel your seat on the chair or the cushion. Sense your feet. And bring your awareness and your presence into your hands. And then when you feel fully here, we'll just move into the Om salutation as fully embodied as you can be. And then as we start our period of meditation practice, sensing the movement of the breath in the belly, placing our attention in our belly center. It often helps to just place your hands gently on your belly. Enhance the sensation there, bring the awareness there. So we're really sensing into, looking for a sensation of the movement of the breath in the belly. And abiding softly in that sensation. And if you can't sense anything there, just put a little pressure on your hands so you feel something. That will bring the attention there. The mind will continue to do its thing. Just keep coming back to the sensation of the movement of breath in the belly. Sensations in the belly. If you feel distracted, that's okay. Check your posture, that always helps. And then come back to the sensation in the belly. So we'll practice for 7 or 8 minutes, and I'll ring the bell, and we'll do some questions, and then we'll go back to some more practice. If you can't sense anything in your belly, find your breath. Simply find the sensation of your breath, following it down and then back up. We're just taking charge of our attention, putting our attention where we want it to go. Breathing in, sensing the belly. Breathing out, sensing the belly. For this last minute, see if you can really hold your attention on the sensation of the movement of the breath in the belly. So I just wanted to check in and see if there are any questions about the meditation, any confusions, any way I can help. Yes, and again, please say your names as you...
My name is Katrien, and I find that... I automatically gravitate towards my nostrils and where the breath goes in and out.
Is that where a meditation you've done before?
Yes, that's one reason, but I also feel it pretty wobbly in my belly. So I wonder, okay, is this a good place to gravitate to, or is it because it's not stable enough in the belly? And is that a good choice, I wonder?
Well, there's several things in that, yeah. So just to sense your belly, it feels wobbly. Okay, so there's a whole area of inquiry. So what you might try doing is, what happens if you sense your whole pelvic bowl? You've got the pelvis, the sacrum, that whole area. What happens if you sense that right now? Is that the same wobble?
No, that feels more like landing, or that I have more holding there than than the belly. Mm.
So let yourself hold that, the sensation of the breath moving in the pelvic bowl, mm-hmm. as your object of concentration. And try that. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. Yes, in the front.
I'm Marina. I found myself at times resisting sensing, and one of the reasons I asked myself, what does it mean, why, and one of the reasons that came, that it's difficult for me, or I want to understand whatever I sense mean, and if I don't, I don't see the point. That was the part of the resistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's going to be plenty of opportunity for the inquiry part of what you're sensing. Can you give me an example of what you're sensing that might mean something?
No, I mean, for example, if there is a tension in my body, what does it mean, and where does it come from?
Okay.
And if I try to explain it to myself, even through inquiry, that's my thoughts. That's something that, I mean...
So we're going to go into that sort of situation, but when we're meditating... whether we're putting our attention on our breath or on our belly, all these other sensations, aches and pains and contractions and thoughts and feelings and frustrations, are all peripheral. Our attention goes where we want it to go, which is to this, in this case, the sensation of the breath moving the belly in and out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot else going on, but part of the practice of meditation is to let all of that simply be what it is, as it is, not trying to understand it in that moment, and we're just focusing on placing our attention where we want it to go, and not getting distracted. When we do inquiry, that's a different matter. That's a different thing. We'll talk more about
just
that.
Just for me, I connect that. So the practice of meditation helps me be more grounded in sensing and be able to sense. But then what does it for if I cannot later on? And I tried. No, I'm just not new to inquiries. So I tried many times, and... I have an impression that's my mind trying to explain what this tension means, or what this aching means, or what I sense. How, I mean, that's my whole big issue.
Right. So that's a big issue that doesn't really have anything to do with meditation. Right.
Yeah, but then the resistance in meditation is if I don't see the point of doing that. So that's the part. That's what forms the resistance. That's from what
right.
I started.
So maybe it's possible that you haven't discovered the point.
Yes.
So what would happen if you just went along with the practice? Sensing.
That's what I'm doing for 15 years now.
Okay. So I hear
the frustration. And I still haven't discovered the point, yes.
Uh-huh. You still haven't found the point. Well, go along with it for another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. One, is that a question? Yeah. One there, and then we'll.
Sometimes when I meditate and I quiet the mind or the mind becomes really quiet, sometimes I even don't remember being there. But when my mind becomes really quiet sometimes and I let it go when I have thoughts, feelings come up. Mm-hmm. And the feeling is it's coming up from the inside, coming up. But it's not a thought, it's a feeling. It's an actual emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Is the idea then to also let the emotion pass and then stay quiet? Or is the idea more, hey, we've quieted the mind, let's look at this emotion?
No, in meditation, it's about not engaging the content of our experience, whether that's mind or feeling or sensation, but placing our attention on the object. In this case, the sensation in the belly. In other cases, it might be placing it on pure awareness, whatever. But it is not to engage the content.
So not to engage in the emotion.
Not engage in the emotion is content. And also big spiritual openings, content. All content. Yeah, so it really is the practice of disengaging from the content of the mind. And I mean, when I say mind, I mean the whole body-mind. And holding our attention simply where we are holding it. Letting it all go on around, and we are grounded in the sensation of our belly. And I'll talk a little bit later, after we've done some more meditation, about why that's helpful for inquiry and so on. So let's do another short, and we'll keep dialoguing and we'll keep working on this. Okay, so we'll go back to our practice. I'll ring the bell to start. And we'll just go for a short time so that we can really use all our energy and concentration. And then I'll bring you out of the practice with a sensing practice. So again, find a posture that supports your alert attention. Please sensing the movement of the breath in the belly. Allowing all other content, but not going along with it. Coming back to the sensation of the breath in the belly. Now letting go of your focus on sensation of your belly. Sense into the sole, the bottom of your right foot. See if you can actually feel, sense, know the sensation of the bottom of your right foot. And then sensing your whole right foot. Becoming present right there in your foot. Sensing it, feeling it. And then slowly start sensing your way up your right leg to your right knee. Like filling your leg with liquid consciousness. Sensing your calves, your shin bones. You're sensing that part of your leg. that you use all the time but often aren't aware of. Becoming fully aware. And then sensing into your right knee. And if you can't sense anything, just sense that. Sense the absence of sensation. No sensation is also a sensation. And then sensing on up from your right knee all the way up to your right hip, through your thigh, where it's sitting on the chair. Maybe sensing your arm resting on your thigh. Inhabiting your right thigh, your right hip. And then shift your attention to sensing the palm of your right hand. And sensing your thumb and your fingers, each finger. Knowing each finger through the sensation of it. The sense of it, the presence of it. And sensing your whole right hand slowly, sense your way up your right arm. Getting to know your right arm intimately from within itself. Sensing your right elbow all the way up to your right shoulder. Now just take a moment to sense your right leg and your right arm together. And notice how, in what way, if at all, they feel different from your left leg and your left arm. Now sensing into your left shoulder. Slowly begin to sense your way down your left arm to your left hand. Filling your left arm with your presence, your sensate knowing of it. Becoming fully conscious in your left arm. It's not just an image of the left arm, but the felt, direct, immediate perception. Knowing it from inside it. coming alive inside your left arm. And sensing into your left hand and your and the fingers on your left hand. Sometimes it helps to move them so you can feel them. And then sensing into your left hip. Your left hip and your left thigh, waking up in that part of your body. Becoming conscious in that part of your body. Becoming present in that part of your body. And slowly making your way down through your left knee to your left ankle. Deeply sensing, deeply using your inner touch to know that part of your body intimately. And sensing your left foot. Inhabiting your left foot. The sole of your left foot. Now sense both of your feet together, both of your legs. And both of your hands. On both of your arms, all at the same time. Sensing your arms and legs as you sit here. Connecting to your breath whilst you sense your arms and legs. And then becoming aware of sounds, outer sounds, inner sounds, inner silence, and outer silence. Just becoming aware of listening. So we're sensing and listening and breathing. And then slowly, gently opening our eyes. Let the world come to you. Don't be in a hurry to rush out towards it. Let's just take a moment to sit here sensing, looking, listening. Notice when the eyes open how there's an immediate sort of movement to move out from ourselves. Drop back in to sensing your arms and legs. So when the bell stops ringing, we'll take a short break. But see if you can stay in contact, sensing your arms and legs as you move, take care of your bodies. Go for a silent bathroom break. Continuing to stay sensing, looking and listening.